This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres coming at you with another video, and today I get to unbox this device, the unplugged phone. If you heard me talk about this, it's because I met it with skepticism because I wasn't sure what this was. Well, the folks over at Unplugged saw my video and decided to send me a device of their own. So this is that said product, and I'm about to unbox it. And as I'm unboxing this, stay tuned for my interview with the CEO of Unplugged, Ryan Patterson, airing after this video drops. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. All right, so now as I'm opening this box, it's actually a bigger box than you'll find when you get, say, an iPhone or any of the available Samsung devices. So I expected a few more items when I opened this box. So from the side tab, pop it open, voila, unplugged, and there is the device with a sticker on the front labeling the secure by design, the privacy mode, this kill switch thing that's very interesting, connectivity, Libertas. So the device is actually bigger than I anticipated. So I think people will be pleasantly surprised, and I'll show you the size comparison here to my S24 Ultra in a moment. But let's take a look at what comes in this box. So inside the box, we get the quick start guide and also the SIM removal tool, which also doubles as the kill switch activator. And then we get a USB Type-C to USB Type-C cable inside. And that's it. So nothing else inside this big old box. Let's put it to the side. Let's get to the phone. So as I told the CEO, when I first saw the pictures of the phone, I thought it was an iPhone married a Samsung, and it pretty much is that look and feel. So there's that kill switch I mentioned and the unplugged logo etched at the bottom. Now, this does feel like plastic backing. It has Gorilla Glass in the front. I don't know the details of that just yet, but I do have the full spec sheet that I will be reviewing. Let's unpeel this thing, and there it is. Voila. It looks like a Samsung screen in the front. So I'm getting the phone set up, but as I was getting it set up, there was an update for it, and I decided to charge the device as I updated it, and you see there's animation involved with it. This update setup feels a lot like Lineage OS. But anyway, here's the size comparison. That's my S24 Ultra with a dbrand skin, and here's the size comparison to the unplugged device. They're actually nearly as tall. The S24 Ultra is a tad bit wider. They're nearly as thick, I'd say, but the screen does lift off a little more from the unplugged phone, so that might give it more of its girth. All right, now let's get this thing powered on. And as we turn the device on, we are greeted with the unplugged logo and welcome animation. Hello. Unplugged. There's no skipping it, so here we go. And that's the welcome screen. So you can see there was some work put in to animating the OS, so it isn't just take some Android open source code and just slap a label on it and call it a day. This device is completely independent from Google and Apple, enabling you to have full control over your data. Only you decide what you share. Now, this is the warning about the kill switch. It's introducing the kill switch, but you need to have your phone entirely off. And the only way to use the kill switch is with that SIM ejector tool. So be sure to have your phone off to make sure you're not damaging the components inside. SIM card. And of course, can't read the terms and conditions without internet. Let's just go and protect your device. We're going to skip that. And you can actually use the swipe up gestures or the three buttons. Let's just go to the three buttons and keep going. The unplugged store. So this is their third party Android app store that they have, and their unplugged suite of apps, which includes their messenger. So this is the privacy center. This is actually pretty cool. You can block your camera. You can block your mic. You can block USB data sharing and all that. And then there's the support and welcome. And then you get to the home screen. I will explore Privacy Center and other things when I get to my review. So if I'm going through this pretty quick, I'm meant to do that. So just bear in mind, like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, and I'll review the device then. You can see that there's also a turn off animation. And that is your quick look at the unplugged phone. So this device is launching in May. 10,000 devices are already in production and being sent to the United States to get ready for their May rollout. Stay tuned for my interview with the CEO, Ryan Patterson, as we discuss why this device exists. And your questions answered with respect to this device and the specs will be in my review of the device when it drops. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. Follow me across the socials at @TheAndresSegovia, _AndresSegovia over on Twitter, and I'll see you on the next one.